The Netherlands recently embarked on a campaign to keep the elderly in their homes with help as long as possible. As a result, there are empty rooms in nursing homes, and the Humanitas Retirement Home in Deventer came up with a unique solution. Give the rooms rent-free to college students in exchange for hours of volunteer work to address the lack of housing for the young and the isolation of the old. Jurjen Mentink is a 21-year-old student. He joins us from the Netherlands by Skype. Jurjen, hi.
Hi, thank you for having us.
And also on the line with him is Gea Sepkus, head of the Humanitas Retirement Home. Gea, welcome to you as well.
Thank you very much.
And Jurjen, tell us about this arrangement. We understand you get your rent for free, but what are you expected to do in return?
Yes, absolutely. In return, I work 30 hours a month, like breakfast and dinner and something like that, and be a good neighbor.
Do you cook?
Sometimes, like eggs and pancakes.
Yes, it's just being a good neighbor. We want to be the best and the warmest nursing home in Deventer. So that's why we started a project with housing of students. And we asked them just to be a very good neighbor.
And Jurjen, I understand in your case that sometimes means giving computer lessons.
Yes, that's correct. But also telling them stories how my day went.
How do you see them react to your stories about how your day went? Something so simple.
Yeah, because otherwise it is always going about their bad knee and their bad health. I bring the outside in, so my world becomes their world. So like things I learned in college, I try to tell that story to my neighbors so they can keep up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, Gea, we understand in France there's a project in Lyon, but students there pay rent, and they're not allowed to have friends over. We understand that Jurjen and the five other students that are living in this retirement home are, again, rent-free, but also they have total freedom. They can bring friends over?
Yes, that's correct. That's the most important part of the conversation of the elderly, whether Jurjen already has a girlfriend and whether she stays to sleep. So it's a very important social thing.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Well, it sounds like it would be great for Jurjen, but do you ever have any generational clashes?
One is the noise. Often many people ask whether the elderly are not disturbed by the students. Well, the truth is, it's the other way around, because elderly people are deaf and they are putting the television very hard on, so our poor students can hardly study. They don't disturb each other. And the stories of the young students are so interesting for the elderly. They have so much pleasure of it. And no, they never judge about it, whether somebody stays asleep or having a party. Or
they don't judge.
Actually, they're, because we are living amongst them, they like when we are doing our things.
Mm-hmm.
So when I've got a party, they think it's very interesting and intriguing to see young people having a great time.
Well, so you're having a great time there in the retirement home, and you just said that they're loving to hear your stories. Are you hearing stories from them?
Yes, absolutely. Last summer, I went on a holiday to Venice, and when I got home, I told my neighbor about it. She's a very lovely 92-year-old woman, and she told me that she has been on a holiday to Venice, and that's like the mutual part.
Well, and I'm thinking, too, they carry a lot of history with them. I'm sure you'll hear those stories as well. You know, intergenerational projects are all across the board here in the U.S. Some college campuses are providing housing for the elderly to retire and take courses. And we understand in Britain, new housing for the elderly is going to be put in shopping developments and also in universities, because it keeps them from being ghettoized, is the thinking. And what do you see happen, Gea, to the elderly in your home there?
Well, I think that young people in the house are giving them a new spirit. They have a good time with the young ones, and they have pleasure, they say. But the young ones also help when we are going to the movies, or sometimes one of the ladies says, "Oh, I love a pizza, but the poor kitchen of the retirement home never serves pizza." Then Jurjen says, "Okay, then we're going to have one," and they eat together. So I think it's a lot of things they offer each other in little things of everyday's life.
Yeah. Jurjen, I'm wondering, has it changed the way you feel about the old?
Yes, absolutely. I think you said the old, so it's more like definition of a group. which isn't the case, because I think if you go in a person's room and you are being interested in their stories, they can teach you a lot, and you know them by person and not by a group of elderly people.
Well, Yuri and Mentink, when you do graduate, you're going to have 160 new sort of parents wishing you well.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Thank you.
Yuri and Mentink is a 21-year-old Dutch student living in the Humanitas nursing home in the Netherlands. The retirement community director, Gea Sepkus, has been speaking to us as well. Gea, Yuri, thank you both so much.
No problem. Okay. You're welcome.
Goodbye.